Hey, yeah, you could say that. Jeez, I mean, I knew that school was tough, but damn, I'm really not having a good time right now. But at least I have you girls to come and hang out with to blow off some steam. And I have him too. Oh, shut up. You're all just jealous that I have a cute husband, and you don't. Yeah, go on. Laugh it up. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oops. Well, yeah, we're husband and wife now. Ooh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting, actually. I mean, this is like the best thing that's ever happened to me, to be honest. I can't imagine life without him now. He's my everything. All right, I get it. I might be a little more of a sappy romantic than I'd like to admit. Seriously, though, I mean, I know that whole marital compatibility program doesn't always yield the best results, to say the least, I mean. I, of all people, should know that, but yeah, it did give me him, and I'm grateful for that. So grateful. Oh, that's right, you all haven't met him yet. I mean, I talk about him so much that you probably feel like you already know him anyways. Yeah, that's right. I can't believe I didn't notice that till now. Well, it's gonna happen sometime. How about we all meet up and do something together? I mean, just hang out like we usually do. I'll just bring him along. That should be cool, right? We could go to a movie or have dinner or something. Hell, I'll be down to just chill and play some video games together. Huh? You want me to bring him here to our workout spot? Whoa. Hang on. Are you sure that's really the best idea? Okay, but what I'm trying to say is that I don't think that might be the best idea. Well, it's just that, well, you know, he just doesn't seem like this doesn't seem like his atmosphere, you know. He likes staying at home and knitting and stuff, and he doesn't work out that much at all, as far as I know. I just think bringing him to a place like this might be a little uncomfortable. Yeah, of course, I know you all would be really nice to him, but I mean, I just would love for him to come here too, but I'm just keeping his feelings in mind, you know. He's really shy and I don't want to overwhelm him, even if he would agree just because it's me asking. Well, maybe you're right. It would be good to get him out of his comfort zone. Maybe he'll see that it's not so bad and maybe he'll want to come here more often. I would really like it if he would come with me to work out all the time. All right. Yeah, maybe I'll talk him into it. All right, here we are. This is where my girls and I come to work out every other day. Pretty clean, huh? We just got some new equipment in and just decided to tidy up the whole place. Come on, let's go in. What's wrong? Come on. Are you gonna have to work out? No, well, if you want to, you could just watch me if you want to. I know you'd like that. Besides, you're always asking about what I do when we're not together. I've gotten to know about your hobbies, so it's only fair if I get to share mine with you, right? Just don't be so nervous. Look, take my hand. I've got you. You know I wouldn't do or make you do anything that you wouldn't want to, or that would make you uncomfortable, right? Okay, but I also want you to have an open mind. Tell you what, if you come in with me, I might just give you a special reward later on, something I know you'll love, okay? That's my boy. All right, come on. Let's get you introduced to the girls. Oh, yeah, this is an all-girls gym. Don't worry, though. You're a VIP. And besides, look at you. You'll fit right in. Hi, everyone. Look who I brought with me today. Go on, say hi to them. Oh, don't be shy. Oh, yes. This is the guy I'm always telling you girls about. Sorry, baby. I couldn't help but brag sometimes. They're all super jealous. I mean, can you blame them? You're just so cute. Look at this pretty hair, this twinky little body. Hey, okay, that's enough. I know he's cute, but he's my husband. Hey, I said that's enough. Enough. All of you get back to work. We may not be out on the volleyball court, but I'm still your captain, understand? 200 push-ups, all of you. No breaks. Now. Come on, baby. Let's go over here. Jeez. Sorry about that. My girls, they can get a little too handsy sometimes. I mean, I get it. You're a cute boy. But I'm still their captain, and they should respect the fact that you're mine. Huh? Oh, no, no. I'm not. Okay, maybe I'm a little mad. Sorry. I didn't know I'd react that way, seeing you get attention from other girls. I mean, I should have been expecting it. But just seeing it was different. I got overprotective and jealous, and I'm sorry for that. Oh, hey, no, it's not your fault. I mean, I'm the one who wanted to bring you here in the first place. And it's not your fault that you're so adorable. Come here. Let's just make sure that you're still my baby boy. Okay, I feel better now. Your lips always lift my mood, you know that? Alright, well, before I start working out, I usually do some stretches to get my muscles warmed up. But, seeing as you're here with me today, you wanna help me out? Of course you do. Good boy. Here, I'll just lay down on this bench here and you can give me a nice massage with those soft little hands of yours, okay? I just need to loosen my muscles up a little. That's all. Oh, come on. You should know my tight spots by now, yeah? I mean, I've asked you to do this so many times before. Oh, yeah. Right there. Ooh, that feels good. I don't know. I think I slept kind of funny last night. It's probably that stupid tiny dorm room bed. It's nowhere near big enough for the two of us. Probably why you always end up sleeping on top of me. Whatever. I mean, it's not like you mind that, do you? Yeah, I didn't think so, baby boy. Oh, no, I don't mind it at all either. I love it, actually. There's nowhere for you to escape my cuddles. I can just hold you against me all close and snugly. And you can't get away unless you want to end up on the floor. Oh, I'm just teasing. You know I'd never do that to you. Well, I'm pretty much your mattress. I'm certainly soft enough to be one, right? And you have the perfect pillows, too. Seriously, though. I've been thinking that it might be best if we start saving up to move out. I mean, the dorm is fine. It's big enough. It's got everything that we would need, of course, but it, you know, it has its sentimental value. But, well, let's face it. We're gonna graduate at some point as a married couple. We're gonna have to go somewhere. It doesn't have to be a house. Just a simple apartment would be fine. It would be really nice to just have our own place, you know? Finally have some freedom. I don't know, it's just a thought. I already made some money from my volleyball tournaments, and maybe you could start selling your knitting on Etsy. We could keep a jar or something. Oh god, did I just say that? Alright, scratch that idea. I don't want us to turn into some total traditional couple. You're right, actually. We're about as far from a traditional couple as can be. I don't think we could ever change that. But I wouldn't have it any other way, you know? I like being different. Oh, okay. You definitely have some magic hands or something. How did you get me say something like that? God, just thinking on it makes me want to throw up in my own mouth. Oh, yeah. It feels great, baby. Thank you. But I think my clothes are getting in the way a little. Why don't you get those out of the way, huh? Can you give me a hand with that? Oh, come on, don't be shy. You've watched me do it before. What difference does it make being involved in the process, huh? Here, let's start with this crop top. Your fingers are smaller than mine, so slide them under and help me pull it off. Alright, there goes that. Okay, now unclip my bra. What? You thought I was just gonna stop there? Don't worry. We've got the whole place to ourselves, and there aren't any windows in here anyways. Besides, I shower with all my girls after every game, you know. I could probably recognize all of them by their tits alone. Alright, sorry. TMI. Just unclip the bra, okay? There you go. I feel so much better. Now you can really get in there. Alright, keep going, baby. Make me feel good. Oh, yeah, that's it. Good boy. Good boy. Really get those fingertips in there. What's the matter? Are you flustered? I can literally feel you blushing behind me, and you're all quiet. What? Yes, of course I know my own hubby that well, dummy. What? Is it all of these noises I'm making for you? Or is it looking and feeling my sexy body? Or is it both, I'm surprised I don't feel a little something poking into my back by now. You must be building up some sort of resistance to my teasing. Well, that's all well and good, as long as you don't get distracted from the task at hand, which. Oh, it doesn't seem like you are. What a good boy. Working so hard to please your wife. I should really give you a little something for all this hard work. Oh, come on. I know you like me treating you like a service sub. You just love knowing that you're making me feel good, don't you? Such a little sweetheart. And that's why I married you know? Because you're so fucking sweet. I just can't take it sometimes. Oh, am I wiggling my ass a little? Is it rubbing between your legs? Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Don't let that distract you. It just has a mind of its own, you know? Maybe it's just getting a little excited with you back there. And I think it wants you badly. Oh, so now you're getting hard, huh? I knew you couldn't last forever. Not with my big round ass right in front of you like this. What a pervy little thing you are. And you were being so good up until now. Oh, don't worry. I just feel bad for you, having the stiff, aching thing between your legs while you can't even touch it. Just feeling my warm skin so close to it. So tantalizingly close. Almost torturous, isn't it? I bet you're just dying to rip these tight yoga pants off. Just looking at them is driving you wild. My big round ass just right in front of you. Begging to be touched, begging to be fucked. Hey, come on now. Don't slow your pace. My back is still sore. Keep zoning out like that, and I might not give you your reward. And you wouldn't like that, would you? No. I didn't think so. That's a good boy. Come on, keep working those hands for me. I know you really want the reward from me. You're gonna have to prove that you're worthy of it. You know me. I don't just give myself out for free. If you want me, you have to earn me. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you really know how to make me feel good, don't you? I guess I shouldn't be so surprised. You've gotten more than enough experience with how many times I've had you lend me a helping hand like this, isn't that right? Yes, it is. Hey, don't whine. Don't you love hearing me moan for you? Don't you love knowing you're making me feel good? Yeah, you do. What a good little servant you are, getting so hot and bothered just from a massage like this. You're just crazy for me, aren't you? Crazy for my sexy, fit body. Crazy for my voice. Oh? Was that a twitch I felt back there? You really are getting worked up. All right, all right. I'll throw you a bone, okay? Go on. You can take it out, but don't touch it. You're not allowed to do that until I say so. Understand? Good boy. Come on then, take it out. I know you've been waiting to all this time. Okay, is it out? Good. Now, why don't you slide that stiff little cock between my ass cheeks, Gently now. Too fast and you might just come all over them. Yes, good. That's it. Nice and slow. Let me hear those little squeaks as it slides in. Feels good, doesn't it? My soft yoga pants and my warm ass. I bet they feel amazing on that aching thing, yeah? I thought so. Hey, go slow, I said. I know it feels good, but you have to pace yourself. Don't forget you're still massaging my back, too. Move up to the shoulders now. They're extra stiff from my last game. Ah, that's it. Fuck, that feels good. This is the best. Getting a massage from my cute boy wife while he dry humps me from behind. My girls would be so jealous if they knew what was happening right now. Oh, you're really putting in the work now, aren't you? I guess that little tease really boosted your motivation, huh? Good boy. Okay. I'll throw in a little something extra for you then. Here, let me just arc my back a little just for you so you can get a better angle to hump into my ass. Oh, this feels good. My back is kind of stiff too. Hey, no grabbing my waist. You better use those femboy abs to hold yourself up if you're having trouble. That's better though, isn't it? My ass is practically smothering your little cock now, isn't it? I think I can feel your warm pre-cum leaking out onto my yoga pants. Oh, that's okay. They were gonna get all sweaty anyways. And they still will. Just maybe not all from the workout. That got you going even more? You really like dirty talk, don't you? Well then, I might just have to tease you a little more, huh? Doesn't my ass look even better with my back arched like this? Just swaying in the air, like it's begging for you to just grab in and slide your cock right in. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Imagine how good that would feel. I mean, my yoga pants are good, but you know there's nothing softer than my pussy. You remember how that feels, don't you? That sweet, tight, warm wetness that you just can't get enough of. Do you remember that night we gave each other our first times? We fucked all night long. You even fell asleep with your cock inside of me because you didn't want to pull it out. It just felt too good, didn't it? Oh, goodness. I heard that moan. You're not just whimpering now. And you're going quite a bit faster, huh? That's all right. I know you can't control your urges forever, baby. Just make sure not to come, okay? You need to save that for when I tell you. Oh, don't complain. You know it always feels the best to come after you've been denied it. Don't give in just yet. I promise you'll thank me when you finally get to come these full balls empty, okay? Good boy. This isn't easy for me either, you know. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm soaking wet under there. Your moans, your little squirms and squeaks, they're making me so horny, darling. And your hands on my back. God, I love your hands so much. So soft and gentle. Tell you what, why don't you start massaging my lower back? And then Then maybe after that, you can move on to my ass. How's that sound? Yeah? Alright then. Get to work, baby boy. Oh yeah, come on. Make me feel good. Be a good boy. Please me. Okay. That's enough. You can grab my ass now. Go on. It's yours. Oh my. So aggressive. What an eager little thing you are today. I feel so good. I love it when you grope me from behind. Do it more, please. Use those amazing hands. God, it feels so good. Those eager hands, squeezing, kneading so well. You're a natural at this, you know. You could be a full-time masseuse. Actually, forget that. I'd much rather keep you all to myself. Nobody can ever steal my baby boy away from me. He's mine to spoil me. And mine to spoil in return. Isn't that right? That's my baby. What a lucky lady I am. Having my own personal boy toy to do with what as I please. I could get used to this. I know I came here to work out, but I just can't get enough of you. As soon as I shut that door and realized it was just the two of us in here all alone, I just couldn't help myself. Every time I look at you, I just want to do unspeakable things. Oh, you're really horny now, huh? I can almost feel how pent up you are back there. Like you're about to explode. I love getting you going, and when I talk dirty like this, so much fun. I bet you're enjoying the view too, aren't you? Now that your hands are on my ass, you can put your full attention there. You probably haven't taken your eyes off of it once. Look how big it is, how soft, how enticing. It's almost hypnotizing, isn't it? Well, do you want to see more of it? I think you've earned that much after making me feel so good with these hands. Yeah? Alright then. Why don't you pull them off? Just my yoga pants. The panties stay on, okay? Don't ask why. Just keep them on. Even though I know you want to just rip them off already. Yeah, that's it. Curl those dainty little fingers around the waistband and pull them down slowly. Good. Keep going. Keep your eyes on my ass. Don't look away for a second. That's better. Clothes are so annoying, you know. I wish I could just come here and work out naked. That would be so much better. Does the thought of that turn you on? Imagining my fit body naked and covered in sweat. I bet you just love to be around when I'm like that. Maybe so I can do some more squats over your face or something. Oh my god, you're so into that, aren't you? You're such a perv. I love it. Hey, don't forget that my ass is in front of you right now. All those things you're daydreaming of doing to it, you can just go right ahead and do them right now. So tell me, baby boy, what do you want to do with my ass, Taste it? So predictable. You just can't keep that pretty face away from it, can't you? Cute thing. Go on. Get in nice and close. I'll keep my back arched for you. Good boy. You like what you see? It looks even better up close, doesn't it? Why don't you give my panties a little sniff? Oh? That's more than a little. Oh, you horny boy. Shoving your nose in my pantied ass like that. You're lucky you're so sweet. Or I would definitely punish you for that. Go ahead, breathe in my scent. I told you to leave my panties on, because they trap all my juices right there where you put your face. So make sure not to let any of it go to waste, okay? That's it. Bury that cute little nose in there. Keep sniffing, baby. Okay, that's enough sniffing, I think. You're probably plenty warmed up to me now. I bet you're drooling in anticipation back there. You know what I want you to do now, don't you? That's right. Stick your tongue out and lick me. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Even through my panties, I can feel that hot, wet tongue of yours. It feels amazing. Come on, don't be shy. Lick more. Lick me faster. Lick me harder. I know you want to get those juices out of my panties. Oh, shit. That feels amazing. Oh, God, I'm so fucking wet right now. Oh, you're licking me so much. So desperately. You're really getting every last drop, aren't you? Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. You know that's what I like. You know I like it when you go wild for me. You know I love it when my baby boy shows me how horny I make him. I make you so horny, don't I, love? Yeah, is that right? Is that why you're so eager to please me? So aggressive? You love being my little pet? Love getting used by me? Ordered around like my little free use whore. Look at you, licking so quickly because you're turned on. I can feel your body bouncing back there, you know? I know you're humping your cock into the bench. You just couldn't hold it back anymore, huh? I bet that thing is just throbbing right now, oozing so much sticky pre-cum into your boxers. But you can't take it out, can you? All you can do is roll your hips and hump that bench, trying to get every bit of that amazing friction out of it. So desperate for every bit of pleasure. God, you're a little fucking slut. You know you can take my panties off now. If you really want to get my holes with your tongue, they're all yours for the taking. Go ahead. Oh, what's that? You'd rather keep the panties on?
Why is that? Don't you want to taste me?
I see. So that's what you want,
You just loved dry humping my ass so much that you want to keep my warm, wet panties on. Did you just feel so good on your cock when you were thrusting into them?
All right, then. I suppose you've earned it. Leave them on, and line your cock up with my ass cheeks again. That's it. That's it now. You don't need to hold back this time, okay? I think you've been teased enough now. So go ahead. Give it all you got, baby. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Come on, really thrust hard. Bury your cock in my ass. Get all that delicious friction from my panties. What's that? You need something to hold on to? All right then, bring those hands up here and grab a hold of these. Oh. Yeah, grow up those tits, darling. Squeeze them with those amazing hands of yours. God, it feels so good. You're absolutely amazing at massages. Not just on my back, apparently. We'll have to do this more often. I don't think I'm gonna be able to keep your hands off my body from now on.
moaning so much, baby. Does it feel that good, huh? You cute fucking thing. Why don't you moan into my back? Just put your face in it. I know you moan loud when you're horny. And we wouldn't want my girls hearing you now, would we? That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Just keep humping. Keep bucking those cute little hips into me. Enjoy all that amazing pleasure. Oh, you're about to come. That's okay, sweetheart. You didn't have to tell me. Just come. Spurt that cute Twinkie boy load all over my back, okay? Come on, don't be shy. Let it out. Let it all out. Come on. Oh, good boy. Oh, what a good boy. Yes. Oh, it's so much. It's so warm. I can feel it on my skin. Fuck. Oh, you came so much. Did that feel good, love? I'm glad. It must have, after all that edging. I bet it felt amazing. But now I'm all messy. I guess there's only one way to deal with that. Can you scoop up your cum and feed it to mommy? You heard me. Can you? Good. Come on, bring it here. Yummy. Alright then. Well, you look worn out enough. I guess we can consider that your workout for today, huh? What? Now you want to get ice cream? That's like gonna undo all the calories you just burned. Fine. But you owe me then. I mean, I'm so gonna fuck your brains out when we get home after that massive tease. Hey, make sure nobody sees that hard-on you've already got down there at the ice cream place. Come on, let's go.